Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch a Message series presented by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. As a schus for Zivik for Yaakov Aaron and Rochel, and Ilu Nishmas Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Uisha Gittel Bas, Rav Eliezer Monoyach, and the four Shlomo, the Yitzchok Ben Sora, the David Shimon Ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel ben Rosemary, the Mordechai ben Sora. Unfortunately, of recent days, weeks, many people have been going through financial challenges. It's difficult times, interest rates, other real estate problems related to that, other problems. And then there's the general business problems of people have deals that don't seem to go through and expectations that don't seem to be met and promises that don't seem to be kept and people going through a lot and sometimes very, very difficult and challenging issues they face. And try to be mechazik these people with bitochon and try to be mechazik these people with stalker ideas of giving stalker, try to be machazik these people with the idea of meiser and choymesh and the schusat stalker and the havtocha that we have from Chazal based on the posuk that if you give heviras kol meiser toich besecho ubchonuni no bozois, you give meiser and you can test Hashem imloi imloi vitzivisias brachosi. How does it go? If you give meiser, and especially if you give choymesh 20%, you'll have brochas ad belidai. My son once pointed out that when you say the word die, your lips don't touch. So your lips will never wither away from saying die because they don't even touch each other when you say die. So it's mamash, it means an endless, infinite brocha. And many people are doing it, and they don't see instant results. And they say, what do you mean? I gave meiser, I gave choymesh, and I didn't get rich yet. And how could it be? And you know, and they trusting Hashem, choymesh. Of course, if you're not giving it, says aser b'shir shetisasher, you're giving it in order to be rich, and you're trusting that when the Chazal say that this is going to bring me ashirus, when the posuk says that you're going to get brocha ad b'lidai, I'm relying on that. I'm trusting Hashem. That's bitochen in Hashem. And it's not happening. And it causes oftentimes people to be very distraught. So I thought I would share with you just the thought about meiser, which is just normal giving of stoka. Meiser, which is the 10%, which is actually supposed to be dedicated to people that are learning a melei Torah and only to be taken from that special fund from Eli Torah for inyone pikuach nefesh, things where it's a matter of life and death, or for relatives which have a previous commitment because they're relatives and m'psorchal to salam, and I have to give tzedakah to my relatives, but otherwise it's supposed to be dedicated to Eli Torah, and the choymesh for sure, the maisa it seems also, the 10% or the 20% carries a havtocha of ashirus, Bishvil Shetis Asher. So I want to share with you just a thought. The Vilna Goin set out on a trip to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he never succeeded. He came back. Different stories, different ideas why he didn't go through with the trip or he couldn't succeed with the trip, whatever. But that's not relevant to our discussion. He wrote a letter to his wife. It became famous as the Igeres Agro. And in it he writes that he tells her, be makpid every time you have to give choymesh. He said you have to, he held the shita that Maisa was giving choymesh 20%. He says, and don't give less. And then he says the strangest thing. He says, because if you don't give choymesh, which to us could also be Maisa, because Poiskim say that you don't have to give choymesh and Maisa is also good, but the same concept. He says, if you don't give choymesh, then it's ki'ilu kofar bekol ha-Torah kula. It's as if you denied the whole Torah. And I'm not a bookie in Chazal, but today we have access to everything. And in all of the most recent translations and publications of the Geras Agro, nobody puts a Ma'ariv Mokum to that. And I strongly believe there is no Ma'ariv Mokum to that. It doesn't say such a thing in Chazal. It doesn't say the one who doesn't give Chumash is Ke'ilu, he denied in Kol HaTorah Kula. What's the pshat? What's the Goyim talking about? The Goyim makes up such a thing. Teretz is, must be, that Chazal say, Aser B'Shvil Shetis Asher. If you give Ma'aser, you're going to get rich. So why is the Rebbetzin not giving Ma'aser? Doesn't make any sense. She's going to get rich. The teretz is, you don't believe it. If you deny drosha echod mechazal, even one drosha, it's ke'ilu you denied in kol haTorah kula. So maybe that's the pshat in the goyin. They says it's if you don't give meiser choymesh, it's ke'ilu kofar b'kol haTorah kula because of the fact that chazal say b'shir shetis asher, you're not going to get rich. If you know you're going to get rich, so why are you not giving? Teretz says you don't believe you're going to get rich. You deny one drosha of Chazal, it's as if you deny Kol HaTorah Kula. That's a terrible thing. But L'Chaira, it's not so poshut. Because the Rebbetzin could have answered like this, Rabbeinu, I understand that I'm going to get rich if I give Chumash, Ma'aser Chumash. But you know something? I need money for fish for Shabbos. And if I give away now the Chumash, I'm not going to have enough money to buy fish. So I don't deny that I'll get rich Kishei Archiv, that the time will come when I will get rich. Riches doesn't mean an instantaneous promise that tomorrow, today, I'm going to get rich. I won't have food for Shabbos. I won't have fish for Shabbos. So I have to, I can't give the Maisa, but I'm not denying the Drosha's Chazal. Good taina. The Teretz is that we find in the Psikta, and we find in, I think even the Chofetz Chaim brings it in Avos Chesed, if I'm not mistaken, that there are two Droshas. They darshan from the posik aser to aser. Aser bishvil shetis asher, give the meiser or the chumash in order to get rich. Aser sheloitis chaser, give meiser so you shouldn't be lacking. So I say, well, the pshat is like this. The pshat is like this. If you're giving the chumash, the meiser or the chumash, one thing for sure, loitis chaser, you won't be lacking anything. Will you get rich? Of course you will, but not today. So immediately you won't be lacking. And l'kshiyaruchiv, and long term, you'll get rich. So the riches is a promise, but riches doesn't happen in a day, you know. You don't get rich overnight, most people. But you'll never be lacking anything because there are two drushes. Give, loitis chaser, won't be lacking. Give, you will get rich. Memela, the goyin is right because the Rebbe says, I need fish for Shabbos. The goyin says, no. The haftocha is dual haftocha. If you give, you will not be missing anything now. And in the long term, you'll become rich. And that's the pshat maybe in that. So number one, we see a few things from over here. Number one, when Chazal promised something, it's for real. It's for real. I have to take it very seriously. We can't ignore it. We can't deny it. There's a haftocha. But we also have to know two things. That the haftocha has two parts. And by the way, when we rely on a haftocha, we're relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is bitochon. And by the way, it's very logical that if we don't really believe it, then we're not really doing it. Aser bishvil shetis asher. I'm giving this to get rich. But you know, I don't really believe it. I'm not really trusting I'll get rich. I'm giving it that maybe, who knows, just in case. That's not bishvil shetis asher. I'm giving this to get rich because I know that Chazal said, and I know it's true, and I trust I have bitochen in what Chazal say. If that's the case, the end result is going to be as follows: you'll never be lacking. Loi tischaser. If you give ma'aser, you will not miss it. You'll have fish for Shabbos. You'll have everything else you need. You won't become rich yet, but long term there is a promise. But that means that we have to have patience. We have to have patience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good for his promises, will certainly deliver on his promises. However, the promise of Ashirus is not an overnight type of a thing, but it's something that happens long-term. And the truth of the matter is, I hear so many people come back and tell me that the trust in the mitzvah of Ma'aser has done wonders for them. That when they gave, they saw, they gave, they started giving, all of a sudden, problems disappeared. All of a sudden, my business is starting to move. All of a sudden, I'm not lacking anything. And eventually I see it takes off. And recently I had someone who told me I'd been doing it and it hasn't helped. And then I started to ask him a few questions. And he says, wow, you know something? I didn't realize that that was the way it was helping. You know, people think it's going to happen in some dramatic way that the gold is going to come falling down from the heavens. But when he made a cheshbon, how his business has grown, and what is happening, and how much, wow, I'm in a different world. I didn't get the cash yet. But, you know. So anyway, just a couple of thoughts. But it's very important to take the promises of Chazal at face value and to believe in them with emuna shleima and with bitochen gemura, and they literally can work wonders. And just to close with a question, a thought. I don't know. Just someone raised it just in a shiur that we had before, and I have to think about it. We know that if a person relies on himself, he has to be very careful. I have bitochen, but the goyin says you have to be careful not to rely on your bitochen. You have to keep focus on the chesed Hashem. Oi, I have bitochen, Hashem is going to help me. And then you're relying on yourself. Okay? I'm relying on nedivim, the generous people, the kind, the givers. I don't know, have to be careful. You have to rely on Hashem. Even though they could be good shluchim, but unless they let you know that their only shluchim is from Hashem, there's a danger there. What if I rely on a haftocha? Is relying on a haftocha, I have a haftocha, I don't have to worry about Hashem. Or is relying on a haftocha, that gufa is, I'm relying on Hashem's haftocha. So memela, there's not a chisorin of focusing on the chesed Hashem, because the whole focus is on the haftocha. And I tend to think that that's probably the way it is. When we rely on a haftocha, then the pshat is, even though there's a haftocha, but who made the haftocha? Hashem made the haftocha. So relying on Hashem's promise, I guess, is literally relying on Hashem. Right. We should be zeichet to hear psuras toivus.